I'm Kurt Ranji, and this is a very special Focus on the Arts in which we're going to introduce the group Ensemble 132 to our audience with two people who are very distinguished with their instruments and who are doing a great job putting this ensemble together and taking it around the world, Zach Mowat and Sahan Sam Hong, who has studied here at TCU. I want to talk to you guys about, first of all, how you connected and started to bring this group together. Sam, go ahead first.
Yes, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Kurt. Zach and I actually first started playing together in 2015. We met at the Taos School of Music. That's a summer music program in Taos, New Mexico. And we were youngsters then. You know, I was 20 and Zach was, I think, 19 or 18. And we were the very first group. We were a cohort of like 19 people who lived together for 8 weeks out there just making chamber music. And it was the first group that got together. And ever since Zach and I played those first few notes, we knew there was something special there. And we've played in many different kinds of groups. We did a piano trio for 4 years. And after that finished, we started this new group called Ensemble 132, which started out as a group of four members who will be coming to Texas, actually, violin, viola, cello, and piano. But now we're a collective of 11 musicians that presents concerts with lots of different combinations of players.
Fantastic. We'll talk about that configuration and how you decide to do things in just a little bit. Now, Sam, your studies were here at TCU with our beloved John Owings, and then you went on to study with a legendary and unfortunately departed Leon Fleischer. You are now in a full-fledged performance career. Are your studies done?
So technically, I'm still enrolled as a doctorate student at Peabody, even though I'm not taking lessons there anymore, so I'm hoping to finish that pretty soon. But I'm really looking forward to coming back to my beloved alma mater and to see everyone from the TCU family. And of course, John Owings and his wife, Cordelia. It'll be really great.
Wonderful. Now, Zachary, you're a cellist with a great background of studies at the Curtis Institute. You've been at all the competitions, etc. I also know that you appeared on one of our favorite shows, From the Top. Do you remember that? What was that like?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's been almost 10 years now.
Wow.
So I went on From the Top with my high school string quartet, the Snitzer Quartet. We actually did it, I think, in the first month that we all actually started college. But I guess it was still in their window because you're supposed to be in high school. And that was quite an experience, especially because I'd been with that quartet for 4 years, which, you know, as a kid, it's unusual to have the opportunity to play in such a committed ensemble. And I should mention that group was coached by Sid Curtis, who passed sadly recently, but he was actually a really big mentor of mine. He used to be a assistant principal of Violist and Philly Orchestra, and he coached numerous groups in the Philadelphia area. And he's a big reason that I ended up getting into chamber music and becoming so committed to it. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think we played some of Bartok's first string quartet. It was great to play on air and meet these other teenagers who were also really committed to chamber music.
Exciting. Well, we've still got that show on the air, so I'm glad you shared that with us. Now, Sam, it's a common theme among accomplished pianists that it's not just enough to do solo recitals and to lobby for the big concerto performances with orchestras, but that there is an allure to chamber music that just tugs at the spirit. Where is chamber music with you?
I think so many pianists are so focused on, yes, the solo recitals and concerti, which are wonderful. And you know, we focus a lot on those pieces in study, and I still love performing them too. But yes, I think there's a very special allure with chamber music. I think that it's a little bit more visually interesting, actually, than one person playing on stage. So I think that can be very helpful for audiences who are not used to classical music. But it's also more personal than, let's say, an orchestra concert, where you can't really see the people's faces on stage. And so I think to engage in chamber music, which is a true musical conversation on stage, I think it's a very, very special way to express musical energy and kind of combine them in different ways and different combinations. And the breadth of repertoire is really amazing. You know, I think when you think of some of Beethoven's, of course, we think of his symphonies and piano sonatas, but the late quartets are some of the most outstanding pieces that he wrote. Or say the Schubert piano trios, you know, are some of the most amazing works in the repertoire. And so I think oftentimes pianists overlook the beauty that is in chamber music, but I'm so thankful to get to have a really great balance in my career.
Now, Zach, you mentioned a little while ago it could be up to 11 members in Ensemble 132. It sounds like there's some versatility in the way you configure it. What range of repertoire are you prepared to take on, and who's coming with you to Texas?
I mean, the range is broad. It's very broad, and that's part of the idea behind our group, is that we can play anything from duos and sonatas to octets. We tend to play something closer to like trios, quartets, and quintets, so 3 to 5 players. It's not like all of our players come at the same time. We actually rotate in and out based on the program, based on people's availability, and that's something that really keeps it fresh. We all love playing together, and we all know each other very well, hence the kind of collective spirit. But every concert is a little different because it's different people playing, and we can play all sorts of different repertoire. And to add to that, because versatility is so important to us, we also program a lot of arrangements. We usually will pair, usually a quite ambitious arrangement, usually done by Sam, such as, well, the Pulcinella Suite, which we'll be playing in Texas, or Schumann's Parnival, or Death and Transfiguration. But we also do smaller stuff, and we'll often pair that with, say, like a Brahms piano quartet, or in the case of TCU, a Dvorak piano quartet. And in Texas specifically, we'll be bringing a piano quartet. We'll actually be bringing the 4 founding members, the 4 initial members that started the group, who are Stephanie Zizak on violin, Luther Warren on viola, myself on cello, and Sam on piano.
Now, Sam, there's a cliche in chamber music that, you know, you have these 3 or 4 or 5 players who have gelled into this single organism. I mean, it's possible to pick up just a few people and do some chamber music, but that idea of that single organism chamber group where all the members play like they're one person, is that an accurate goal? Is that something that takes some time to get to that point?
I think there's a kind of an interesting dichotomy of goals as chamber musicians. One of them is what you just mentioned, to play so much together and to know each other so well, both as musicians and people, since the way you play music is a reflection of your personality, and so to be able to create something coherent together. But I think the flip side of that is also equally important to make a compelling performance, which is that we need to know each other so well so that we can have that trust and faith to be able to go above and beyond, to think outside the box, and to trust and actually have that happen, that they'll be, the other musicians are able to pick up on those cues and go with you when it's time for one person maybe to dial up the expression on one of their big solos up a notch. So I think the trust factor is really highly important. And we're so fortunate that, as Zach just mentioned, we're like a musical family, and there's a, we love playing together. We're all very good friends in real life. And so that kind of collegial spirit and trust is so special. And we aim to keep that as long as we can.
Zachary, you talked a little bit about how you choose repertoire, the role that arrangements take and when you're choosing music. Now, you've got 3 different performances coming up. I think February 2nd, you're going to be at Calora Piano, and then the 3rd and 4th of February, you're at TCU. Are those all differing programs? Do people need to go to all 3 to see all the music, or how's it going to work?
That's a good question. So the Calora program and the first TCU program are the same. That's,
okay.
Haydn Piano Trio, Stravinsky's Pulcinella Suite, arranged by Sam for piano quartet, and then Dvorak's amazing E-flat piano quartet. But then the last concert on February 4th is actually maybe what we're the most excited about, because it's kind of the culmination of our residency at TCU. We'll be playing alongside TCU music students a series of individual movements. And this is where we're kind of bringing in our own education, our own experience, especially at festivals like Marlboro Music Festival or the Four Seasons Music Festival, where it was so instrumental, at least speaking for myself, it was so instrumental to play alongside my mentors and teachers and these amazing artists that you look up to and that you, whose performances and recordings you hear growing up. It's one thing to get lessons with them, which is also, of course, very important, but to play alongside them and to get that real spirit of collaboration and learn by doing, by playing alongside them, that's something we want to explore and share with the TCU students. So that's why we're really excited and looking forward to that specific concert on the 4th.
Well, excellent. Thanks. I do want to give you a chance to give people a central place of information if they want it about Ensemble 132 so they can learn more. Where should they go?
They can go to our website, www.ensemble132, ensemble spelled E-N-S-E-M-B-L-E. But we're also on Facebook and Instagram. We have a YouTube channel where we put up, something like 20 videos up there, some standard classical rep, but also our own original arrangements. And we're actually, YouTube is a great place to check us out because we'll be uploading some more stuff pretty soon.
Well, I watched Sam's arrangement of Petrushka on YouTube a little while ago.
Yeah, that's an arrangement I've always been very fond of. I love them all, but it's not that one. I mean, I've always loved that piece, and I've played that piece in a variety of settings. It's always cool when you get to play a piece in orchestra. Pulcinella is also like that, where I played the cello arrangement of it, the Suite Italienne. But Petrushka is just, it's this unbelievable work with such a timeless story. And then to play that with a piano quartet and feel the orchestral scope, but also feel like all the different characters come out in the musical storytelling. It's quite an experience.
And Sam, you wanted to say something else?
I just wanted to add that the program is the same, yes, indeed, for Calora Piano in Dallas and at TCU's Van Cliburn Hall. But if you're looking for a little bit more intimate concert experience, I recommend to come to Calora Piano as it's a maximum capacity of about just a little over 100 people. And if you want to listen to this great music of Haydn and Dvorak and Stravinsky arranged by myself in a little bit of a bigger, more traditional kind of big concert hall space than Van Cliburn Concert Hall on Saturday evening would be a good option.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Zachary Moetz and Sahan Sam Hong. We really look forward to your appearances here in the Metroplex and hope you make many more visits in the future.
Thank you, Kurt. Great to
Thanks
talk
so
to you.
Thanks so much, Kurt.